Welcome to another episode of Daryl Davis Black and Green. Welcome, everybody. Just want to give you a quick report on this program and my new undertaking, Facebook Live, which is being tremendously successful. I measure the success of this program and my Facebook Live by audience response, participation. I use these vehicles as an extension of our movement, which our goal, obviously, is to empower our people and our communities. And so that said, I want to encourage our listeners here to make sure you follow this program so that you get notified when I do a new program. Please, please become a paid subscriber. Eventually, I'm going to be making my full-time living serving the people. Right now, I have a regular 9-to-5, which complicates things. Occasionally, there's retaliation. Occasionally, there's hits on my income. And so I've been talking on Facebook Live about the need for us as a community to develop a liberation consciousness. What do I mean by that? Well, we donate so much money, all of us, somewhere to hospitals, cancer institutions, the Red Cross, but not to institutions that lead to our empowerment, such as Committee for Justice, grassroots organizers. These are all, you know, collectively, these are institutions of liberation. It's sort of a loose definition because without changing our mindset to a mindset of liberation, we don't see that. We see the activist who comes around, for example, when we were doing African festivals in Peekskill, we would go to the merchants to kick in money to pay for the parade, the marching band, the buses or whatever. And they would act like, you know, we were beggars instead of them giving back to our community to help give the kids something to feel proud of and to perform in their communities and what have you. And the same thing politically. You know, we write checks to the Democrats, the Republicans, the Green Party, but we don't write checks to the grassroots activists like Committee for Justice, like Daryl Davis, who pays for our own gas. When I get called to Kingston or New Rochelle, or White Plains, I don't ask for donations. I never have. I pay for my own gas, which is expensive. I have phone bills. Occasionally, a Committee for Justice member will be given a phone because they may be out of work, but we need them. I need to be able to get in touch with them. They need to be able to get in touch with me. And so I'm going to start asking people to help develop this liberation consciousness. And we're going to give you avenues to be able to donate to the movement. We forget back in the 60s, there was a lot of celebrities, Jane Fonda and Marlon Brando and others that did fundraising, that wrote checks to the Black Panther Party and other civil rights groups and organizations. And we've gotten away from that. We put all of our eggs in the basket of the Democratic Party, who was giving us little to nothing in return. Every advance we get as a community comes from the movement, from the grassroots. We raise the issues out of our experiences. For example, lack of affordable housing. Correction, I don't use that term anymore. The lack of housing we can afford. I don't say affordable housing anymore because they redefined what's affordable, which is beyond the reach of most of us. But it's the activists who go to council meetings and write Congress and show up in Washington, D.C. and demand housing we can afford. And then bills are passed based on the pressure that we, the people, put on our lawmakers. But it costs money to get to Washington. I've rented buses in the past, but I couldn't pay for it out of my own pocket. Although very often I found myself kicking in more than someone else just to make sure that it happened. And so I am happy and excited about this program. Please become a paid subscriber to help us continue our work. I do have a nonprofit, the Westchester Grassroots Alliance. which I'm happy that people in the community paid the attorney fees to get that set up. However, nonprofits are double-edged sword. There's only certain things I will actually do with money from a nonprofit, and I'm very careful because that is one of the ways they set up the grassroots activists. You know, you got to file taxes and